كل شوط الكيتا ذكر الله كيتا جناح الدعم جينا توجنا سبن عيتي مردي مربع فكاش جبنا سوانكي شي جبنات شي بغدين شي مطي سبت ماي سبت شنجوكي شي شي نادا كالا شنجوكي go prima nandi
marimo
sono vera matta venne chi
ha
voice di sono di voi
Krishna ha
voice di sono di voi
Krishna
ha voice di sono di voi
Krishna
ha voice di sono di voi Krishna ha voice di sono di voi Gora Gaganya Ganaro Chaturaru Hara Gauranga Guru Tamagopya Kopa Vriksham Gopala Gara Ratigam Yati Singha Gora Govinda Deshi Kavaram Satatam Namami Nilachala Nivasaya Nityaya Paramatmane Balabhadra Subhadra Vyam Jagannathaya te namaha Kadachit kalindita taripina sangeeta padaro Mudabiri narivadana kamala svadava rupa Rama shambhu brahma parivati ganesha chitapado Jagannatha swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Vamsakopadrubhishcha Kripasindubhyayivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namo Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you all so much for joining us here today. It's very beautiful gathering of people. It's a very wonderful thing when people come together to hear and speak about something transcendental. If you put up a sign here in Dallas that said, free beer, how many people would come? I think you'd have to have a football stadium at least. But if you put up a sign that says, free love of God, how many people will come for that? It's an ironic thing. But it's very special when we can associate with people who are a little more thoughtful. So I'd like to say something today about the Ratha Yatra Festival in Jagannath Puri. That's one of the largest spiritual festivals in the world. There's about 1 million people that come every year to Puri, a very famous thing. Raise your hand, how many of you know something about Ratha Yatra? Most everybody here. I'd like to just say a little something, a little unusual maybe that majority of you haven't heard before regarding some of the history and meaning behind this festival in Jagannath Puri. First of all, Jagannath Puri, the word Jagannath means the Lord of the universe. He's supposed to be God for everyone. And that may seem a little ironic and even hypocritical in light of the fact that they also will tell you, when if you want to try to go in the temple, at least if I try to go in, they'll say in Videshi Pravesh Nishedh, which means foreign people not allowed entry. And people are very sensitive about this subject today. It's a very hot topic. You know, people not allowed entry in some place, because more and more as the world is progressing, we have a sense of globalism, that we all have a right, equal right to go anywhere we want. And especially if you're going to tell me it's something spiritual, how can you not allow some people inside? But the Jagannath Temple in Puri, for hundreds, perhaps thousands of years, has had a strict policy of Bideshi Pravesh Nishedh, meaning foreign people not allowed entry inside the temple. We wrote a magazine about this some years ago. They have a sign outside the temple that says, only Hindus allowed. And Hindu, for them, means someone who's born in a Hindu family. So, again, this is something which is a controversial subject, a very contemporary topic today in a lot of people's mind. How is it that we can refuse certain people entry in the places it's not right? It seems racist, it seems sectarian, it seems bigoted, it seems very, very negative and unfair. But here is a place which is supposed to be one of the most spiritual places on the planet, and they have this policy. So, it's natural, I found over the years, that especially devotees coming from the West feel a little hurt and a little unhappy when they go there. And especially for myself, I was a pujari, a priest for Lord Jagannath in Los Angeles Temple for a long time before I ever went to India. And for devotees who are worshipping Jagannath in the West, and when you go to India and you're not allowed inside the temple, you feel a little hurt. And then I found out some things about the temple which I'd like to share with you today from some little-known stories which gave me a little different perspective of things. Jagannath Puri Dham is known by many different names. It's known as Dulabhaketra, which means a difficult place to enter. It's known as Gupta Dham, which means a very hidden place. It's known as Jagannath Puri. It's a place of the Lord of the Universe. And there are different Stala Puranas, different traditional shastras, scriptures, which speak about the history of this place. I'd like to share with you a couple stories from some of those. The first one is from a very popular story in Orissa, from a book called the Lakshmi Purana, which is a Stala Purana in Orissa, which gave me a little different perspective about things. And there, it said that on one occasion, during the month of Margasirsha, which is November, December, traditionally, all the ladies in Orissa, and every Thursday, they perform some Lakshmi Puja. And there was one Chandalini. Chandalini means someone from a very low caste birth who was not allowed inside of the temple. And her name was Shriya. Shriya Chandalini. And she was performing such nice worship of Lakshmi Devi. So Lakshmi Devi is one of the goddesses who lives in the Jagannath Mandir. In fact, the temple there is called the Sri Mandir. It's not called the Jagannath Mandir. It's named after Lakshmi. And when Lakshmi Devi saw the wonderful worship that this Shriya Chandalini was performing, she became very charmed. And she decided, I must go personally and give some blessing to this lady. So Lakshmi Devi, she came outside of the temple to go and give some blessing. And she appeared before that lady. Meanwhile, inside of the temple, there's three deities in the temple, three primary deities. Actually, there's seven different deities, primary deities in the Jagannath Mandir. That's another topic. Here before us, we actually see four today, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, and Sudarshan. Four primary deities, and there's a few other deities as well as in the altar. So Balaram and Jagannath were left inside the temple. And Balaram inquired from Jagannath, where is your wife Lakshmi? Where did she go? And Jagannath, he said, well, she went outside the temple for a little business. Balaram said, well, what was she doing going outside the temple? And Jagannath said, well, there's this lady, Shriya Chandalini, he wanted to go and give her some ashirvad, some blessing. And Balaram became a little disturbed. He said, Jagannath, we don't do things like that around here. We have our standards. And someone from a Chandalini birth, they're not allowed inside. And we certainly don't go outside to see them either. And Jagannath said, anyway, please forgive her. She's just a lady. She's going. And Balaram said, no. I said, I'm sorry, but she can't come back inside the temple. And Balaram said, and Jagannath said, Balaram, it's my wife. Come on, it's okay. And Balaram, he said, no, we have our rules around here. He said, previously, in Treta Yuga, you came as Bhagavan Ramachandra. And at that time, they came as Lakshman. And you were known as Maryada Purushottam, which means the person who very strictly follows all the rules and regulations, Veda Maryada. And we still have that mood around here. Lakshmadevi can't be allowed back inside. So no matter how hard Jagannath tried to argue with him, Balaram was adamant. Finally, Balaram told him, he said, look, your problem is you're too attached to your wife. You have a choice. You can either have a wife or you can have a brother. But if you want to keep her, I'm leaving. And Jagannath, he didn't know what to say. So when Lakshmadevi came back to the temple, she was surprised to find the doors were closed. And she said, hey, open up, it's me, Lakshmadevi. And the chokidar, the guard, came outside. He was a little nervous, seeming. He said, I'm really sorry. It's nothing to do with me. He said, but they made this rule. He said, you're not allowed inside. I'm sorry. And Lakshmadevi said, what do you mean I'm not allowed inside? This is my temple. And he said, Balaram, she said, I want to speak to my husband. And Jagannath came. He said, look, I'm really sorry too. And Lakshmadevi, then she became a little annoyed. And she said, okay, fine. You're going to lock me up, but you're going to be sorry about this. And Jagannath, he went back to his, what can I do? So Lakshmadevi left, and Jagannath went back to Balaram. And he told Balaram, he said, you know what? I don't think this is a good idea. And Balaram told him, see, you're just too attached to women. And that's your problem. You should just be strong. Don't worry about all this. And Jagannath, he said, okay. So then Lakshmi Devi, and see, Lakshmi, she has a lot of connections. Because in this world, not everybody worships Krishna. Not as many more people probably worship Lord Shiva or Ganesh, they're more popular. But everybody, either directly or indirectly, they all worship Lakshmadevi, because Lakshmadevi means money, right? Even someone may be an atheist, but they worship money. Everybody likes money very much. So Lakshmadevi, she had some good connections. So she got her cell phone out and she made a little call. And she said, hello, Nidra Devi. Nidra Devi is a goddess of sleep. She said, look, I want you to do something for me. Well, what's that? She said, I want you tonight, when the brothers are taking rest, I want you to put them in very deep sleep. Okay. And then she made another phone call. Hello, Astavetalas. Astavetalas are 8 really creepy, kind of ghostly creatures. And she said, look, I have some work for you tonight. I want you to go while the brothers are sleeping, and I want you to take every single valuable thing out of the temple. Okay, we got it, baby. No problem. So that night, Balaram and Jagannath laid down to take rest. And Goddess Nidra made them sleep very, very deeply. And then these Astavetalas came and they started taking everything out of the temple. And Jagannath and Balaram, they woke up very late the next morning. The sun was already coming in on their face. And somehow they felt really uncomfortable. They couldn't, what's going on? And they woke up and they found that their nice soft bed, nice cushions was gone. And they were laying on some wooden cot. And Jagannath, he said, well, where were the pujaris? What happened? Yeah. And Jagannath, he told Balaram, you know, I'm hungry. Well, where are the pujaris at? And Jagannath told Balaram, you know what, I think we made a mistake offending Lakshmi Devi. And Balaram, he said, oh, you don't worry. I'll personally cook. I'm a good cook. And so they got up and he went to the storage room where they keep all the different boga, the different foodstuffs. And he found that all the grains, everything was gone. There wasn't even one speck of flour left. And Jagannath was looking a little depressed. And, you know, I'm really hungry. It's not good. Mm-hmm. And Balaram, he said, don't worry about it. We're really popular around here. This is Jagannath Puri.
we'll just go out and we'll beg a little something, act as brahmacharis. People will get to us, it's no problem. And Jagannath, he said, well, I guess so. No, come on, let's go. And so the two of them, less traditional in India, they put some pusha grass belt around their waist, they took an umbrella, and they went outside. And they started going door to door and reciting some mantras. Om Sahasra Sirsa Purushaha Sahasraksha Sahasrapat Sabhumin Vishvato Vitya Atyatishta Dasangulam. And finally one lady came out, she saw, oh, two of such nice brahmacharis. Very, very beautiful. And singing so nicely. Are you hungry? Would you like something? Jagannath said, yeah. And Balaram kind of elbowing said, see, I told you, it's no problem. So they went inside, and she said, you just sit down. I'm just finishing cooking right now, and I'll bring you something to eat. Jagannath looked very happy. So she went into the kitchen, and she was cooking so many different preparations. In the rest of the day, some very, very good cooks. And she was cooking away in the kitchen, and then Lakshmi Devi, she made another phone call. Hello, Vayu. Vayu is the wind god. So you blow away all the food, okay? And so the two brothers are sitting there, and the lady's in the kitchen cooking. And then suddenly a really strange thing happened. Inside the house, this terrific wind started blowing. And it blew every grain of rice, every bit of the vegetables she was cooking, everything got blown away. And she was very, what is this? A very strange thing. It's like some boot, a ghost or something. And so she, who's it? Those two brahmacharis. So she picked up a broom. And she came out, Badmas, rascal. And she started beating them with a broom. And get out of here. And Jagannath and Balaram, they're not used to being treated like this. And the lady's chasing them with the broom. Go, get out, get out. And as they're running, Jagannath, he's turning to Balaram, he's saying, this, in Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda, sometimes she tied me up with a rope, but she never hit me with a broom. This is very, very bad. And so they started going from door to door, but wherever they went, Lakshmi Devi, she had more contacts. And it was big trouble for the two of them. And finally, some time went by, and they were very, very hungry, very disturbed. And as they were walking, they saw one very poor beggar. And this beggar was laying on his back. His belly was very full, and he was moaning, rubbing his belly. And as they went by him, they could hear he's talking to himself, like, I've never had so much food in my life. What a feast. And Jagannath and Balaram, they asked him, what are you talking about? Oh, there's this really rich lady out in Chakratirtha. Actually, Chakratirtha is where Krishna Kunda and I live in Jagannath Puri. There's a really wealthy lady out there, she's a big house, and she feeds anybody who comes there. Balaram said, see, no problem, we'll go. And so they started walking across the sandy beach. And Lakshmi Devi, she made another phone call. Hello. Suryadev, the sun god. Turn up the heat. And so suddenly it became so hot. And the sand was just like an oven. And Jagannath and Balaram were burning their feet. And finally they came to the Chakratirtha area. And they came to that house of that wealthy lady. And they knocked on the door. And one maidservant came to the door. And Jagannath and Balaram, they held out their cloth. They said, Bhomata Bhagavati Bhikshan Dehi, please give us something to eat. And that lady, she said, oh, let me talk to my mistress, I'll be right back. She came back a minute later, and the maidservant told him, she said, I'm really sorry, but my maidservant, my mistress, she told me that comes from a low caste. And obviously the two of you from a very high caste, how can she cook for you? Balaram said, that's right. We don't take things from low caste people. Jagannath was looking a little sad. But Bowen said, but there's one thing you can do. You can give us some vegetables and rice and a pot and some firewood, and I'll cook for myself. So they made some arrangements. And Balaram began cutting the vegetables and everything. And he told Jagannath, see, I told you. It's not such a problem. Now everything's going to be just fine. And so he put everything in the pot and went to light the fire. And then Lakshmi Devi, she made another phone call. Hello, Agni Dev, the god of fire. I want you to do something for me. No flame, just smoke. And she made another call. Vayu, it's me again. I want you to do something for me. You blow it in their faces. So they're trying to light this fire. No flame is coming. And just smoke. Billows and billows of smoke, and the wind is blowing in their face, and their eyes are getting red, and water's coming down. And Jagannath, he turns to Bowen and says, I told you, we shouldn't have done this to Lakshmi Devi. And Jagannath said, you know, I'm hungry. And Balaram said, I'm also hungry. They said, let's go back to that house. So they went back and knocked on the door again. And the maidservant came and said, oh, it's you guys again. We're really hungry. Can we have something from your mistress? I said, well, but she's a Chandalini. She's a low-class lady. No, that's okay. We're hungry. And around that time, they started smelling. Somebody's cooking something really nice. Really, it smells like the kind of food we used to get in the temple. And so the mistress, she said, the maidservant said, let me go in and speak to my mistress and see. She came back out a moment later. And she said, yes, it's okay, you can come in. So she brought them in and sat them down. And they were very surprised to find that there was no men there. It was all ladies everywhere. And she sat them down, gave them a glass of water. They were very happy. And after a little while, she said, my mistress is coming out just a minute with some nice foodstuffs. Balaram and Jagannath were very happy. And then that lady of the house came out after a few minutes, and they saw that it was Lakshmi Devi. And then Jagannath and Balaram, they became a little embarrassed. Huh? And Lakshmi Devi, she said, look, I'll feed you guys, but you have to promise henceforth that anyone who comes to the temple in Puri, they have to be allowed to be able to eat the prasad. And so since that time in Jagannath Puri, everyone is allowed to have Jagannath Mahaprasad. So although they don't allow foreigners inside of the temple, Lakshmi Devi, that the temple is named after, she's also locked out of the temple sometimes. And then I found out something else about the Rathiatra Festival, which we'll be having next week. There's many different ways to understand this Rathiatra Festival. I'd like to tell you another story tonight, which is a very little-known story, also one that we printed in our magazine. The Rathiatra, actually, generally people, they think it begins with Snan Purnima, the day of Snan Yatra, when Jagannath has a public bath. But it actually begins about 4 days before that. And there's a festival which is called Rukmini Harana, or Rukmini Vivaha, or Lakshmi Narayan Vivaha. And that's the wedding day of Jagannath and Lakshmi Devi. That festival takes place inside of the temple. And they have a marriage ceremony of Lakshmi and Jagannath. And they take their cloth. It's very romantic. They take the cloth of Lakshmi and Jagannath and they tie a knot. And the two of them, it's traditional in Hinduism. And they're married. And as part of the ceremony also, one of the priests dresses up like Sishupal and tries to stop the marriage. And then another priest is representing Balaram. He ties him up, and then they let him go. And then, so then 4 days later, it's Snan Purnima, and Lord Jagannath has a public bath. And they pour over 108 pots of water on his head. We were mentioning this yesterday morning. It comes from a well called the Sonakua. or the golden well. And that well is only used for this particular ceremony. Jagannath sits up on his Snan Mandap on the wall of the northeastern side of the Jagannath Mandir, and they pour over 100 pots of water on his head. So if we poured 100 pots of water on your head, you might get a little bit of a cold, right? Jagannath, he gets a cold. And they call that Anavasya period. And there's a kind of an internal and external reason behind it. The external reason is that Lord Jagannath's body becomes a little kind of damaged. Jagannath has 8 different layers to his body. You can see this red cloth right here. This is part of Jagannath's body. There's different layers are wrapped around his body. His inside part of his body is made of wood. And he has 7 different layers which correspond to the 7 different layers known in Ayurvedic medicine of the human body. And his body becomes smudged, the paint and things on his face, so they have to refurbish the deity. And they take about 2 weeks to do that. And during that time, they consider that Lord Jagannath is sick. And Lakshmi Devi, she's such a good wife that for 2 weeks, she doesn't sleep. She just takes care of her husband. That's pretty good, isn't it? Just takes care of her husband. And after 2 weeks, you can't blame her, Lakshmi Devi becomes really tired. And she falls asleep. And then what does Jagannath do? Jagannath gets up. The first thing, he unties the cloth that ties him to Lakshmi Devi. And he sneaks out of the temple to go see his girlfriends. And we call that Rath Yatra festival. And Lakshmi Devi, she wakes up like the next day, and she looks around. Where's my husband? What's going on? And the Panda who's there, he says, well, he went to see his girlfriend. Like this. The Lakshmi Devi's not very amused by that. I'm curious just to ask all of you a question. I'd like to ask a question just from the ladies. How many ladies here think it's very bad for a newly married man to leave his wife and go to see his girlfriend? Raise your hand if you think that's very bad. Okay. And I have a question for the men. How many men say, well, anyways, Lord Jagannath, he's God. It's okay. You can do that, right? How many men think that's okay? Raise your hand. Okay. That's what. This is why we have problems in marriage. So Lakshmi Devi, she looks around. Where's my husband? What's going on? And she goes to visit Goddess Bimala Devi. Bimala Devi is the auntie of Lord Jagannath. She's very friendly with Lakshmi Devi. But before she does that, when Lakshmi Devi first wakes up, she finds out her husband is gone and she becomes very unhappy. And Lakshmi Devi, she says, look, I'm not going to stay on the altar. I'm not going to be worshipped. And they take the deity of Lakshmi off the altar. And she goes to the godown, some storage room in the back. And she refuses to take any opulent food. She becomes a little depressed. She won't take bath. She doesn't want to put on any opulent cloth or ornaments or anything. And all that she takes for several days is just some simple rice and vegetables, like villagers do. And then, after a few days, she's becoming more and more depressed about things. What does a lady do in such a situation? She goes to visit a girlfriend. So Lakshmi Devi, she goes to see Goddess Bimala Devi. And she tells Goddess Bimala Devi, what, I'm my newly married husband. I didn't sleep for 2 weeks. I was just serving him while he was sick. And as soon as they fall asleep, he leaves me to go see his girlfriends. And he took his brother with him, and he took his sister with him. He could have taken me along also, but he didn't. He left me here behind. This is very, very bad. And Bimala Devi, she replied at that time, Yadadavavapi viveka sunyo pichutanam tata prasidam eva
Charnam grihitva pidavopi yatra tatpashvakam gacha shuddhi shuddhi twam.
She said, I know. All men are like this. They're all bad. She said, when a man loses his good intelligence, it's well known that you have to take shelter of some kind of magic. She said, so here, I have this churna, this magic powder. You take this, and you go to where your husband is, and you take this powder, and you blow it in his face, and everything will be okay. So the next morning, that's the fifth day after Jagannath's left, Lakshmidevi wakes up, and now she's in a little different kind of mood. She's become very, very sulky, a little angry. She gets up that morning, she takes a bath, she puts on her most expensive silk sari, silk dress, and golden ornaments. She takes all of her girlfriends, and they come outside of the temple to go to visit her husband. But unlike traditional chaste Vedic wives, Lakshmidevi doesn't even walk on the same path that Lord Jagannath goes on. She goes a little different path. And she goes to see Jagannath. That festival is known as Hara Panchami. Panchami means five in Oriya language. And Hara means to see. So that's the day, on the fifth day, that Lakshmidevi goes to see Lord Jagannath. And that festival is also sometimes called Lakshmi Vijayotsav, or the victory celebration of Lakshmidevi. So Lakshmidevi is a little angry and jealous, and she goes there to see her husband. She goes to the Gundicha Mandir, where Jagannath is at, and she beats up some of her ladies. They beat up some of Jagannath's servants. They break part of Jagannath's cart. They tie up the servant. And Lakshmidevi goes inside of the temple. I attended this festival one year. I remember Lakshmidevi got to the temple about 11 or 12 o'clock at night. It was very, very late. And she goes in. If you know Jagannath Puri, the Gundicha temple has two doorways. And she went in the doorway on the left side. And she came out on the right side doorway. It was about 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the morning when she came out. Everybody was gone by that time. I was the only person there. I wasn't allowed inside the temple. But I'm standing outside, just waiting. And Lakshmidevi, what happened? She goes inside the temple. She comes before her husband. And when Jagannath sees her, his eyes become a little big. His eyes are already big, but they become a little bigger yet. And Lakshmidevi doesn't say anything. She just comes before him, and she takes that magic powder, and she blows it in his face. And she leaves, and then Jagannath realizes, I'm in big trouble. So then Lakshmidevi comes out of the temple, and she goes a different way, again going back. It's known as Hara Gohini Sahib. It's a particular neighborhood, and it's very quaint. In Jagannath Puri, most everybody appreciates Jagannath, but everybody appreciates Lakshmidevi. Maybe not everyone appreciates Jagannath. And that night, by the time she's going back, it's maybe 3 o'clock in the morning or so, but everyone's up, and they're waiting for Lakshmidevi, and they've painted many different mandalas on the ground, and they have different decorations made out of flowers waiting for her, and different offerings of fruits and things. And she stops in practically every house, and the people come out, and they make some offerings to Lakshmidevi. Men can learn something from this also, that if you have some argument with your wife, usually everybody sides with the wife. That's just the way that it goes. You know? So after staying at the Jagannath, at the Gundicha temple for 7 days, then Lord Jagannath, he comes out and they have the Bahuda Rath when Jagannath returns to the Sri Mandir. And at that time, the king of Puri, he acts as kind of a marriage counselor. They do this every year in Puri. And he goes to see Lakshmidevi. They have a ceremony called Lakshmi Narayan Bet. And he brings Lakshmidevi to this place known as Chahandi Mandap, which is near the Singhadwara gate, the Lion Gate. And he tells her, see, your husband loves you. He's come back. He's here. Lakshmidevi is not very happy. And then Lord Jagannath, traditionally, he sends an elephant for his wife. I'd like to see Lakshmi Devi. Please bring her. But Lakshmi Devi refuses. And she doesn't go with that elephant. Instead, she finally comes down with some of her girlfriends. And she's riding on a palanquin. And Lakshmi Devi comes down in front of Jagannath. She circumambulates Lord Jagannath. She bows her head to her husband, but she doesn't say a word. And she goes back inside of the temple, and Jagannath realizes, I'm in big trouble. And that night is the day of Ekadasi. They call Bahuda Ekadasi in Orissa. And Lord Jagannath wears a special dress, which is called Sunavesh. We spoke something about that yesterday. Suna in a real language, as I mentioned a minute ago, means gold. And on that day, they say between the three deities, they're wearing over 1 ton of gold. They have solid gold hands, gold feet, gold crowns, necklaces, earrings, so much gold opulence. Because Jagannath, he has to convince his wife that now I've come back. He's come back to, he's left Vrindavan, and now he's come back to the goddess of fortune, so he has to dress in an appropriate way. And then the next morning, there's a Pahandi, and the deities come down off the cart and they go back inside of the temple. And first is Balaram and then Subhadra, and then Jagannath comes last. So Balaram comes down off the cart and they're blowing horns and banging gongs and Shri Baladeva ki. Yes. And Balaram goes inside the temple and Subhadra goes inside the temple, and then everybody's banging the gongs and blowing trumpets and Shikariya Jagannath Deva ki. And Jagannath starts to go inside the temple. But when he comes to the door, suddenly the door is slammed shut in his face. And they knock on the door. It's Jagannath. Oh, open up. And there's a voice on the other side of the door, a lady's voice, says, go away. And then Jagannath, he has what we would call in Old English a bard. He's this singer who goes and he sings a very romantic love song. And he tells, Jagannath loves his wife and he feels very, very bad and you should let him inside. And he sings such a nice song. And then there's a voice from the other side of the door, go away. So this goes on for some time. And so finally, after many sweet words, finally the door is open. And Jagannath's allowed to enter into that lion gate. But then when he goes to the next gate, which is called the Jai Vijay Gate, again, the doors are closed. And again, there's some dialogue. And this time, Lakshmi Devi, she sends a message. Would you like to hear what she has to say to her husband?
I will.
Atra stale smakam api devi chandi stito vibho asmin stali pitvat sokin devi nasti priya nahi. She said, you tell my husband that his sweet, loving wife is not here. And the only person that he's going to find here is the goddess Chandi. Now, for those of you not so familiar with Vedic culture and all the different devas and devis, goddess Chandi is an expansion of Durga. She's a very, very angry form of the Lord, of the goddess. You can tell the deity of goddess Chandi, she has four arms, and the top two hands, in one hand she has a big chopper, and in the other hand she has a man's head that she cut off. So she says, you tell my husband that his sweet loving wife is not going to be here. All he's going to find is goddess Chandi with a chopper. And you should tell him he should go somewhere else. His girlfriends must be missing him. He should go back to them. Chandanari sugandham yat bhaksya bojarikam chayat idam virahi stanam tatstanam gachahe vibho. I know my husband. He likes nice food and nice fragrant things. They offer nice oils to him and different sweet things and that. You tell him he's not going to find this here. He should go back to his girlfriends. The Lakshmi Devi is still very, very unhappy and a little angry. She's become Manini Nayaka, a very, very angry heroine. So, Lord Jagannath, then he gives some message. He says, look, how could I bring you with me? Because my elder brother was with me. In traditional Orissa culture, the ladies, they become very shy around the elder brother of the husband, and they won't show their face and like that. So Jagannath was making some excuse like that. And then he said, I brought you so many gifts, some nice new earrings and things, but it doesn't work. He offers saris and so many different things to Lakshmi Devi. And then finally they cook these huge, they do this every year, they cook these huge pots of rasgullas, very nice sweets, and they bring those to Lakshmi Devi. And Lakshmi Devi says, okay, he can come inside. And so then they bring Jagannath inside the temple. That festival is called the Niladri Vijay. And that actually is a traditional day. Jagannath, you could say, has three birthdays. It's pretty good. One birthday is good, right? But if you have two, that's even better. And if you have three, Jagannath's birthday is Janmashtami. Right? That's the day that Krishna appeared. But he also has the day of Snan Purnima. And that's the day that he was originally installed by Lord Brahma in the Gundicha temple. That's why Gundicha is considered to be like Vrindavan. And there's a third day, which is also kind of a birthday for him, and that's called Niladri Vijay. Niladri Vijay is the day that Jagannath was installed in the Sri Mandir, in the temple in Puri. So Jagannath finally goes back inside of the temple, and they're blowing the horns and banging the gongs and saying, Jagannath Swami Ki Jai. And they bring Jagannath in, but there's one last ceremony that they do when they put Jagannath on the altar. They put him next to Lakshmi Devi, and then they take their cloths and they tie a knot back in their cloths again. And Jagannath's back with Lakshmi Devi again. So I found that very, very interesting. That Jagannath Puri Dham, although externally it appears to be something which is a great injustice, it appears to be something which is maybe racist or very, very negative. They don't allow Western people inside of the temple. But I came to find out actually this is a tradition of the Jagannath temple, and that even Jagannath himself is not always allowed inside of the temple. And Lakshmi Devi herself is not allowed inside of the temple. And this is a tradition in this place which is known as Vipralamba Khetra, or the place of separation. And in Jagannath Puri Dham, there's different contrasts between sweetness and opulence, the sweetness of the Gaudiya temple and the Rath Yatra festival. The Rath Yatra festival, what is the meaning of that festival? To put it in a simple way, it means rescuing God from mechanical, organized religion and bringing Him to the village of our hearts. That's the meaning of Rath Yatra. Because that's what happens to God. If your God, organized mechanical religion, gets a hold of you, and they have all these big ceremonies and things. And the residents of Vrindavan, where Krishna is from, they're feeling sad. You've forgotten your mother, you've forgotten your father, you've forgotten all your friends in Vrindavan. So Rath Yatra means that the devotees, they go and they rescue him. They take him away. We don't want you in that very opulent setting. We want to bring you back to the village of our hearts. This is the Rath Yatra festival. And there's just some little story behind it also. So I'd like to stop here. Maybe somebody has some questions or comments or anything. At least one time, I would suggest to everyone also, try to come to Jagannath Puri, to the Rath Yatra festival there. It's one of the most astonishing things in your life. If you do come, I would suggest you try to get a seat. There's millions of people and it becomes quite packed and difficult. But there's, for example, you can get a seat on the King of Puri has a restaurant called the Grand Restaurant. You can get a seat on top and you can watch everything from there. It's quite nice. Would you have some question or comment?
I have a question. You mentioned that there were some deities installed by Lord Brahma. Can you speak about that again? Is that temple still in existence today? The question was, you mentioned about deities installed by Lord Brahma.
Yeah, that temple is a Jagannath Mandir. That temple was built by Indrajumna Maharaj, and Lord Brahma personally came, installed the deities, and he installed them at the Vindicha temple, and then the deities were installed there, and then they were later installed to be worshipped inside the Jagannath Mandir itself. That Jagannath temple that's there today was built about 900 years ago by Maharaj Chodagangadev. Told some story about him yesterday morning. And according to tradition in Puri, that temple, the current temple, is built on top of another temple, which is built on top of another temple, on top of another temple. And the original temple was a temple that was established by Lord Brahma in Satyayuga. Okay. Anything else, Mr. Kabuji?
We read Bhagavad Gita. Not recommended to worship any gods besides Krishna. We see the goddess of fortune here saying how she's elaborately worshipped, and when Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself would go to the Mahalakshmi temple to worship. So is that,
Well, in Puri, they worship Lakshmi Devi as the wife of Lord Jagannath. This is, we worship Srimati Radharani with Kalachanji. And there's no harm in that. That's very, very good. That's the way Lakshmi Devi should be worshipped, along with her husband, with her consort. And we can also mention, as we did, I think, yesterday, that there's a kind of tension in Braj, in the land of Vrindavan. Although, generally, devotees, according to Gita, that Krishna says, that only lusty people, they worship the demigods, people who've lost their good intelligence, they should worship Krishna. But we see that in Braj, there's a lot of worship of demigods. The gopis, they worship Katyayani Devi. The gopis, they worship Surya Dev. The gopis, they worship Gopisha Mahadev, Lord Shiva. They worship different forms of them, different demigods sometimes, but their purpose in doing that is to get Krishna. It's a different kind of mood. Srila Prabhupada once commented to some devotees when they were in Mauritius. Prabhupada, they were speaking about some devotee who was worshiping Lord Shiva, and the devotees told him that he wouldn't stop worshiping Lord Shiva. Prabhupada said, that's okay. If he worships Lord Shiva, and he gets the blessing of Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva will help him come to Krishna. The point is that we should understand that Lord Shiva is not supreme. Krishna is supreme. But if we worship him as a servant of the Lord, that's okay. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati comments in Chaitanya Bhagavat that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Puri, he came to Bhubaneswar. And in Bhubaneswar, there's an ancient temple of Lingaraj. Lingaraj means the king of the Shiv Lingas. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking the prasad from Lingaraj. That's an unusual thing. Usually strict Vaishnavas don't take prasad from Lord Shiva. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta explained why. He said, because traditionally there in Bhubaneswar, there's another ancient temple also, of Ananta Vasudeva, Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra. And the tradition is they would offer bhoga to Ananta Vasudeva, and then that prasadam they would give to Lingaraj later on. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood that and was accepting it. So in this way, sometimes the devotees, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, respect the devotees. Prabhupada comments on this too. We can see in Brahma Sanghita, there's some description about the worship of Lord Shiva, and the worship of Ganesh, the worship of goddess. But that worship in connection with Krishna, Govinda Mani Purishan Tamaham Bhajami. Okay? Anything else to say, Prabhuji?
Thank you for describing wonderful pastimes. I never heard them before, so I was really happy to listen to them. So is there a what are the timelines of this pastime approximately? Satyuga, it happened after Braj Leela, And is there a book where we can launch these pastimes?
This book, this story comes from a Stala Purana in Orissa called the Vamadeva Samhita. And the Vamadeva Samhita is one of the main scriptures of the Jagannath Mandir, which describes the worship of Lord Jagannath. I heard it's about 1,000 years old, that book. And I don't know where, how long the story was before that. In India, as you may know, things, it's not as in the West where we keep a lexicographical kind of dictionary history of things. Because in India, they're more concerned about the bhav, about the mood, when we speak about the shastras, rather than some sense of geography or some sense of history. The prominent concern is the mood. And that's also the way we present it. Some devotees may question also the authenticity even of some of the shastras. I can't vouch for that. But what's significant is, what's very significant is that these shastras, this is what everybody believes, this is a conception in Jagannath Puri. And that's what's important for us. This is the kind of mood that's there with Lord Jagannath. So, I think like that. Anything else to say? So I want to thank everybody very much. The last time I came to Dallas and had darshan at Kalachanji was in 1991. It's been quite a long time. I shifted to India a few years after that. And I've always felt a little something for Kalachanji, such a very wonderful, special beast. It's very wonderful to be back here. And since we were gone, I was always hearing so many things about the community here. And I see that when I come, it's such a wonderful community. And this is really such an important part of our development of bhakti, our worship of the Lord, that we have a very good community of persons that we can work with, that we feel happy living with, that we can come together and hear and chant together in a very, very loving way. So I feel very blessed to come and get your association. Thank you very much. Shishi Radha Kala Chanji Juke, Shri Jagannath Shri Balade, Shri Mati Subhadramai Siddharshan Juke, Shri Jagannath Rathi Acha Mahamahotsava Ki, Praprimanandi, Vamsha Kalpadarubish Chak, Kripa Sindhu Gheva Chak, Patitanam Pavanigyo, Vaishnami Gheva Mona Maha.
Take this to my wife.
So I just wanted to share some of the books that you